Welcome to the 13th Vanachtav Amcha recording for the week of Parshas Vayeshev. A chassid young man called in that he was learning the Chavrusa with a bachur in his yeshiva. And all of a sudden, the bachur noticed that the rest of the shir wasn't there. What had happened? Then he discovered, today was the day of the optional trip. I could have went on the optional trip with the rest of my class. And after realizing his error, what was his response? Zok the Gemara weiter. He went weiter with this young man to learn weiter the sugya. A boy in high school, in a public school, when he discovers that he missed a trip he could have been on, what do you think his response would be? Would his response be Zok the Gemara weiter? For sure not. The response of a boy in a public school, in high school, in our days, I'm afraid to say you might have to clog up your ears with earplugs not to hear what the boy would say. We're living v'emuna. We know that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is perfect. It's amazing. It's the best. It couldn't be better. Therefore, this bacher right away realized, I'm in the best spot possible. It's bashert for me to be right now in the Beis Medrash. And with that, zok the Gemara weiter. He went weiter learning with a geschmack, with a simcha. I would like to be moisif. As a very chashnir gemant, very tzera, left me a message. We have to realize the godless of this bacher. Right now, this bacher is the only bacher in the shir in the Beis Medrash. Everybody else went on this optional trip. Do you know how hard it is to learn when you're the only one? It's extremely difficult. Rashi, in Brachis, Laman Aleph, on the days, Legabe de Gemara tells us, Hayoyshev betanis b'Shabbos. If somebody is fasting on Shabbos Kodesh, let's say, for example, they had a bad dream, and they're fasting to be mevatel the chaloyim ra, and they're fasting on Shabbos. The Gemara says that koyrin lo gzardino shel shivim shana. The Gemara says that the tainis is so powerful that it rips up even a gzardin for 70 years. Zok Rashi, do you know why? Because everybody else all around him, they're able to have Oynik Shabbos, but he himself is fasting. It makes it a million times harder, and that's what gives it the koyach to rip up a gzardin for Shivim Shana. And Zokt, Harav Simcha Zitzel Zitzal, is brought down in the Sefer Binyan Oilam Perek Tesvav, Ois Beis, tells the Chfor when it comes to learning Torah. Because Madoch, if somebody's fasting on Shabbos, Hagam and Chazal gave him the green light to do so. But nevertheless, a person has to be misan and nochetainis al taniso. He has to fast a day during the week to do tshuva, the furthest that he fasted on Shabbos. So even though he's talking about green lights, the green lights is together that you can have to fast one day during the week to do tshuva for this day you fasted on Shabbos. Mimela comes out that there's epis, a tzad aveira here that you have to do tshuva for. But in kozad, nevertheless, it's so powerful, that tainus, it's mevatel gzardin of shivim shana. Alachas kama v'kama. If somebody is learning Torah at a time when others are not, do you know how great the koyach to be mevatel gzardin is going to be? There's no tzad aveira here at all. And he's doing something which is so hard to do. Other people at this time are not. Alachas kama v'kama. How powerful that schus is going to be. This bacher, a boy in high school, in the year 2022, sitting in a Beis Medrash when the rest of his shir is on a trip. How hard is that? It must be very hard. He could be on the trip with everybody else. He was planning to go on it. He just didn't realize. He forgot about it. And what's his response? Zog the Gemara weiter, to learn weiter with the chesnik and geschmack. Neure Neura is the schus. The schus of this is even greater than the schus of somebody who's yoshin b'tanis b'shabbos. The koyach in this maisa of this bocher in high school zog the Gemara weiter at such a time. The koyach to be mevatel gzardin is neure neura. We can't take this lightly. We have to internalize the godless in this maisa. We're going to say over now some feedback that came to the line, V'anachtu Amcha, a line where we're staggering together to Zab and Klai Yisrael is benched with so many wonderful hotlines. And b'siat b'shmai ani akotan, I have the schus to have a hotline also. Ashrei chalkeinu, all these many hotlines giving so much schusin for Klal Yisrael, marba, so many schusin. We're going to stay over now some feedback that came into the line. And Yerotzlin, through staying over the feedback, should be chizik to others also. The first feedback that came back, a very chashuv bachar, left over, that he enjoys so much the cheshek aparsha. He makes it his business to stay over by the Shabbos table. He's mezakeh his whole mishpacha with the cheshek aparsha, the yisoidus, the chizik that we stay over, and the cheshek aparsha again for the weekly parsha. A different younger man left me a message that he said, the inspiration he got, what we mentioned on the line just last week, from the Orchei Sadikin, the Kiroi Vitel HaKavana B'Tzila Bom Medvarnim B'Telem HaKfum B'Liboy. How Dvarnim B'Telem Amish could stare a person in his davening. So this Yugaman mentioned that he had a need before Shachris to speak something over with his Rebbetzin in regards to the car that they have. They needed to get desperately new tires for the car to pass inspection. And he pushed it out of need to speak about it a little before going out to Shachris, but he stopped himself and said, no, because if I'm going to speak about it now before Shachris, it's going to have an effect on my davening. I don't want that to happen. Ki roi bitul akavana b'tzvila ba mitzvarim b'teilam akfulim b'liboy. And therefore, he was miskaber. He was shreisek. He didn't say a word. And he left everything until after davening. A very chashuv young man left me a message that in his koilel, he has tests on weekly basis, and he was thinking just recently, it was a hard sugya, he was thinking not to take the test, but he was nesayer a lot from the chizuk we give over, that we're in this world, we got to give it our best shot. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from us, give it our best shot, disrupt when it comes to stagging and learning. And he made up his mind and said, yes, I'm going to give it my best shot. And he pushed himself to be meichel for the bechina. And at the end, Baruch Hashem, he was taken very matzliach. This itself, that he was pushing himself to be matzliach. But the ladies are flacha. And at the end, Yosem Yizeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mizzakim, was a very good mark as well. We shall be zoiche. V'anachnu v'amcho. As the Am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the only nation in this world, the Am Echad Baaretz, the Goy Echad Baaretz, we shall be zoiche as the Vanach Zavamcha, to continue to shtag weiter and weiter together with a geschmack, with a fire and a shkoidesh, as each and every single one of us try to maximize our potential to maxoi. Moedik et almidik hachomim, this is what it's all about. V'chol b'nayich limudei Hashem. Every single person that's a yid, v'chol b'nayich. Everyone, without exception, Limudei Hashem, to be walking Sifrei Torah. Hatzlacha, v'chol tov.